And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning. As always, it's presented to you by shelter insurance agents Bo, Pete, and Brent. They're community strong all day
Bo,
long.
Bo, Pete, Brent, yeah.
We go back to the KODY phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Back after a long hiatus. Welcome back, sir.
Well, it's good to be back. Really good to be back. And I was on the along the Front Range last week, and you know, it was hot there too. You know, we were seeing temperatures triple digit temperatures while out there in Denver, while you know, you guys were experiencing that.
So, yeah, dangerously hot temperatures last week.
You know, it was, and so enjoy today because we have this little cool down today, but. Unfortunately, if you don't like the heat returns by midweek. We're looking at triple-digit temperatures again on Wednesday here in the North Platte area.
Wow. Let's look ahead, Sean. What are we looking at here for the concerts coming up on Friday and Saturday in terms of possibilities of some storms and temperature-wise?
You know, well, luckily, temperatures do cool off. You know, when you get temperatures this warm, you know, we really start to worry about heat exhaustion.
Oh, sure.
With all the humidity in the air. But luckily, it looks like for the weekend, Friday and Saturday, temperatures do cool off some back to closer to normal temperatures. The high is generally in the 80s. But there are some chances of storms in the area, especially Friday afternoon and evening, and then again, the Saturday afternoon and evening. Right now, you know, we're not looking at anything widespread severe weather, but we'll definitely be taking a watch and, or taking a look and watching this closely, you know, since we do have, you know, the concerts here in town. And just FYI, you might not know this, but during the Nebraska Land concerts, we work with Lincoln County Emergency Management, and we will have a meteorologist stationed there at the concert watching the radar. And if a storm approaches, and if it's deemed unsafe, you know, they will let emergency management know, and so that they can take the appropriate actions to keep people safe. So it's kind of a neat partnership that we do with Lincoln County Emergency Management and with the Nebraska Land Days concerts, and we're excited to be there for it.
And a very proactive stance too.
Yeah, it's great to have that. It's great to have that. Have trained people on the ground right there, helping keep people safe and possibly help them have fun if it's safe.
Yep, and you know, I better knock on some wood here, but we've been doing this for several years now, about 4 years. You know, we haven't had any issues, and you know, hopefully this year won't be an issue. But there's always been storms have been close. So, you know, that's why, you know, we definitely reach out. And not only do we do this for, you know, Nebraska Land Days, you know, also some of the bigger events around the area, you know, we'll staff meteorologists there. I know one coming up here at the end of July, the Burwell Rodeo.
Oh, sure.
We'll be there, you know, to help out with that. So, but, you know, the main thing, and really want folks to understand, especially if you're going out to, you know, to the games, the rides, and or any of the activities, you know, midweek this week, it's going to be very hot once again. And just take those proactive actions, you know, making sure you're drinking plenty of water, wearing light, loose-fitting clothing, apply that sunscreen, have something to cover your head, you know, a hat or even an umbrella or something, you know, because these temperatures, things can go bad real quick with exhaustion. And we don't want that to happen.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us here on KODY. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. And Sean, you mentioned big chances of some dangerous heat again here this week. Looking at the concerts, you're saying there are some chances for some precipitation and some possible severe activity as well. Those days, do we have to worry about heat, or is it going to be cooler come Friday and Saturday?
Definitely going to be cooler Friday and Saturday. Right now we have highs generally in the 80s Friday and Saturday, so closer to normal. You know, so we'll be watching the sky mostly for thunderstorms that day. And again, we're not looking at widespread coverage at this time, but there is that chance for those thunderstorms. And all it does is take one to go over the right location, or in this case, the wrong location, and things can go bad, you know, real quick in a hurry. So we'll be definitely watching that. And if you don't mind, I just want to throw out there, with all these hot temperatures that we've been having, 100 degrees by this point. Usually if we do, it's in July. We're just going to put together a little seminar at the National Weather Service North Platte that anybody is welcome to attend. It's a virtual seminar. It will be held a week from today during the evening at 7 p.m., but it's about heat safety and heat awareness, and we're going to get into some of the heat climatology. And if anybody would like to attend, all they have to do is go to our website, which is weather.gov/LBS, and you can sign up there for this seminar. It'll be a great time.
Awesome.
When's the seminar going to be?
Monday at 7 p.m. And our sign-up link will go up. We usually put it out 1 week from the day of the concert, so that will go up sometime this afternoon.
Okay.
The sign-up sheet. It'll be a webinar sign-up sheet, so all you got to do is put your name and email address, and you'll get an automatic email with the information on the link, the virtual link.
Monday today or Monday next
week? A week from today.
A week from today.
Okay. A week from today.
And, Sean, we did have some precipitation throughout the area last night and throughout other parts of this weekend. Did that amount to much for us?
You know, it didn't. It was fairly light rain. I can tell you here in the North Platte area, we received 0.02 inches. I know some rain gauges, you know, around town may have received a little bit more, but unfortunately, it was 0.02 last night. Now, the storms, two nights ago, that amounted to about 0.1 to 0.2 inches. I think officially we recorded 0.12 out at the airport.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, we'll take the moisture whenever we can get it. I know things are getting pretty dry out there, but I will tell you that since the wet late spring, we've really dried out. So just start preparing, thinking about range fires here coming up shortly. Because if we continue to dry, we'll unfortunately be having to think about that coming up.
So yes, we will.
That's about it.
Sean Jacobs, Warning Coordinating Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. As always, Sean, we appreciate you joining us Monday mornings here on KODY.
It's a pleasure. We'll talk to you guys next Monday.
Sounds like a plan. Always a blessing to have Sean join us here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Currently 61 degrees. We have sunshine throughout the area today as we top out near 78. Your time and temp brought to you by Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. 8:43, and again, it's a cool 61 degrees, high today near 78. The local conversation rolls on next on Husker Radio.